Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. It's a weekend of messy weather. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson is following.
Sandwich of snow, ice, and then snow again. Really just dangerous conditions in northern New England. South of there, let's say from Interstate 90 on south, it's all rain. And then as you get a little bit further south of there, then we're talking about wind. We have a high wind warning for Philadelphia, for D.C., for Baltimore.
In Kentucky, flash flooding has taken its toll.
Rescue workers in Kentucky have performed more than 1,000 water rescues. At least 8 people died in the state, including a mother and her 7-year-old child trapped by flash flooding.
CBS's Skylar Henry. President Trump showed up at the Daytona 500 today, but left early during a rain delay. His supporters were there to see him.
Gotta love Trump.
Love him.
But when asked if the president is doing enough to bring down inflation.
Well, under Biden, it got out of hand. I mean, it's not going to go away overnight. I think it's going to take a bit, but I think he'll get it down.
Despite multiple legal challenges, the Trump administration continues the push to dismantle federal agencies and cut the federal workforce. CBS's Willie James Inman has the latest.
More federal workers are expected to get pink slips as thousands of federal employees across at least 20 agencies are being axed in a move to cut costs. Behind the effort is the White House's Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk. Critics are blasting the purges.
Bill Clinton did things to shrink the size of government, and he did it with Congress. There's a difference between that and ignoring Congress and violating the law.
Republicans claim the cuts are needed.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tweeted Musk's team will visit the FAA Command Center in Virginia tomorrow to get the firsthand look at that operation. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to overrule a lower court's decision to pause the firing of the head of a federal agency that protects whistleblowers. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
If the Supreme Court decides to hear this case, it will set a precedent that all temporary injunctions can be instantly appealed.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio meets with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to discuss ending the war in Ukraine, but Ukrainian and European leaders are not included. Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw tells CBS it's up to Europe to do more to end the war.
The Europeans need to demand a seat at the table by being uncomfortably aggressive, which is something they haven't done. You should be threatening things to Putin that actually make you uncomfortable, because that's the only language Putin speaks is power.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500, his second straight victory. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy!
The new Captain America will likely be the box office winner this weekend, CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Marvel's action flick Captain America Brave New World is estimated to pull in around $100 million over the long President's Day weekend, according to ComScore.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Thaddeus Ross.
It's the fourth best President's Day launch on record, behind three other superhero movies, Black Panther, Deadpool, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. The third Captain America movie co-stars Harrison Ford as both President Thaddeus Ross.
I was a wartime general. Now I'm a wartime president.
And the character's alter ego, Red Hulk. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
First Lady Melania Trump will be the subject of a new documentary on Amazon Prime. The Wall Street Journal reports she's been shopping sponsorship deals. It will cost about $10 million to appear in the closing credits. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows drop down to zero. Wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high near 10 above. Down to 5 below tomorrow night. Wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and a high of 10 Tuesday. Currently it's 12 degrees.
She's in love with me and I feel fine. back to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That's why I'll always stay. close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over. And go out just for spite. And now I wonder.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good, 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 good,
started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
WRJN. Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Why do you? daughter was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight, but they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing.
So strong, come a little bit closer.
is wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide? And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got genie on your mind? On your mind? I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're